This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Acts chapter 2, verse 40 and 42. We're going to kick this thing right into overdrive and get moving. It says this, "And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." Verse 42 is our theme verse. "And they continued," somebody say they continued, "steadfastly," somebody say steadfastly. That means they didn't let up, baby. "They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine," which we've talked about, "and fellowship," which we were working on last week. We're going to go back there today. "The breaking of bread," we've covered that, "and in prayers." And we spent 2 or 3 weeks on prayers. And we're still working on fellowship and hope we're going to finish this up. And this is about being a part of his house. Everybody say his house. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you, God, for your precious presence in this house today to break the yoke of all bondage. Lord, I thank you for the spirit of revelation, for the revealing truth, God, in our hearts. God, quicken us with truth. Change us from the inside out. And Father, I come against every work of the enemy, God, to make that makes people feel inadequate, less than, frustrated, discouraged, and depressed. I bind that lie and break it off of anybody in here, God, that feels lower than they should. And I declare your joy and your presence over their life today. And as this word is preached, Lord, I thank you that the revelation causes alarm bells to go off in our hearts. And Lord, makes us want to engage you on a whole new level of living. I speak that in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. 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 Come on, one more time for the Lord Jesus Christ. You're a great God. We love you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. How many of you know the first announcement that Jesus made when his ministry began in the earth? He went around saying this. The first thing he said was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Everybody say, it's at hand. You know what that means? Put your hand out in front of you. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, I'm here now. And because I'm here now, my kingdom is here now. Because how many know when Jesus came as a man, he was still king? Now, y'all slow me down already. Come on now. He was still king. Amen. In other words, it's right here. The kingdom is as close as you want it to be. You can reach out and you can touch it. It's at hand. Now, listen to me very closely, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus never came to this planet to be the originator or the establishment of a new religion. Jesus did not come to start Christianity. Amen. He didn't show up and say, hey, I'm JC and I'm here to tell you about this brand new, newfangled thing, this new religion. It ain't Judaism. It ain't Islam. I'm calling it Christianity because I'm the Christ. How many know that's not what he came to do? Amen. Most of that's been fabricated by man. The same God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. We agree on that? Come on, amen. Now listen, watch this. The purpose of the cross, the reason for the cross was not just so that we could pray somewhere in a church, go to an altar, make sure we got fire insurance so we don't have to burn in hell forever and we end up in heaven when we die. I mean, that was not the sole reason of the cross of Jesus Christ. And then we spend the rest of our life just trying to show up for church to make sure our fire insurance is still in effect. How many of you understand that the cross is not just about that? It's not that at all. Come on, amen. In fact, I don't believe Jesus really came and died on the cross just so that you and I can go to heaven. There's much more that happened at the cross than oftentimes we realize. Because if God's big agenda was to get you to heaven, then some pastor somewhere would just say, come to the altar, say the Lord's Prayer. All right, let's strangle them to death right now and get them into heaven. Because how many of you know when you get up off the ground, then you get tested? I mean, if I'm God, I'm going to save you, then kill you and put you in heaven right away before you make a mess out of it. Because most of the time we make a mess out of life, don't we? Praise the Lord. That's good, Pastor. Amen. Listen to me. God's problem has never been getting man from earth to heaven. That ain't a problem for God. He fixed it 2,000 years ago. God's agenda now is how to get heaven into the earth. That's why we have a church. God's plan, God's mission for your life is expressed through the primary function that he has established in the earth for believers on the name of Jesus Christ, and it's called his church. It's a body of believers, amen? How does God bring the government, the rule of God, back to creation that he created? How does he do that? He demonstrates it through people that have been born again, that gather in his name and express the gospel to a lost and dying world. Because like I said earlier, God wasn't the one that was lost. Everybody in the world's lost. You can't find God. We know right where he is. He's on the throne of heaven. He's in the throne of my heart. And the primary reason why God decided to do this through his church is his body of believers would come together, we would be connected, and we would learn how to build relationships and love each other. And we've been talking about this for quite some time. How many know the more different we are, the harder it is to love each other? That's why I love our church. Because look around. Everybody here don't look like you. Everybody here don't act like you. If we can get this right, we can change a city. Come on, somebody. Amen. In other words, God is building relationships through his love, through this mechanism that he chose to express his love to the world, and it's called his church, his house. Amen. And he wants to teach us all how to live our life at a higher dimension individually so that we can bring a corporate expression and a higher dimension of living in this house. So this house can accomplish the destiny that's on it as a whole in this community. How many of you believe that today? Amen. See, God never really just intended for you to show up at church every week and realize last week you got the mess beat out of you and you need a little touch from God down at the altar because when Simone sings, oh, I got chills, I feel good, and now everything's all right. No, God wants you to live in victory week after week after week. So you're not just coming in here to get a shot in the arm and get a bandage. This ain't just a hospital, ladies and gentlemen. This is a military outpost. God's called us to occupy the land. Come on, somebody. This is where you come to get equipped and encouraged and build each other up in the most holy faith. And this is where you get your armor strengthened and get the weapons of your warfare tuned up so you can go back out into the world and occupy the land that God's called you to occupy. Because let me tell you something, he's already won the war. He's just given us an assignment to occupy, and anybody that wants to attack us, we're just going to clean them up and get them safe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, how many know every military outpost does have an infirmary for those people that are sick? We're not just mean. We ain't going to let you walk in here addicted to drugs and put a sword in your hand. You might hurt yourself. Now, we have an infirmary. Come in here, get some Holy Ghost on you, get in his presence, get touched by God, pick up a sword, go out there and preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, the kingdom of God is not just about dying and going to heaven. It's a whole lot more than that. Our church life, everything we do is about being connected to each other. That's why church attendance, church fellowship, going to home groups, going to men's meetings, going to lay. The more you do those things, the stronger you get in the faith because you're not isolated so much. Listen, you can sit at home for 2 days and get depressed. No, no, you didn't hear me. You can have a Mercedes in the driveway. Come on, somebody. A swimming pool on the ground in the backyard, a boat on the side of the house, a race car in the garage, and still be miserable and depressed. Because you've isolated yourself out of fellowship from the saints. And you've put all your success based on what this world can offer you rather than letting God add it to you as an experience. Hey folks, I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? mytruthchurch.com. Click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again. We've got this thing that's really propagated in the United States of America that the major mission of the church is to focus on getting people saved. We teach that a lot in the church today. If we can get them saved, then we did our job. Let me just put another little notch in my gospel belt. Come on. And we got the little marks on the walls, you know, sinner with a little X over it. They was on their way to hell, but not no more. Thank God for me. Y'all all right? I'm going to talk about some stuff that might drive a little bit of you crazy, but it's going to be okay, I promise. And if you'll tune into it, it'll change your life today. Amen? You say, Pastor, how do you know it drives people crazy? Because people tell me all the time on Facebook, I'm driving them crazy. I get the messages. It's all right. It makes me want to drive them more crazy. I'm just like that. What's wrong with me? So really, realistically, we're part of a church culture where the major focus of what we're doing is trying to get people saved. If we can get them saved, get them baptized in water, then we've done our job. Listen to me, that's not in your Bible. That's not the mission of the church. Come on, amen. It's not the entire focus of what church life should be. How many of you found out that when you prayed a sinner's prayer, you got born again, then you had a whole lot of life left to live after that? And it still wasn't, and everything didn't turn up daisies, did it? Matter of fact, when you gave your heart to the Lord, the devil just got mad and put some really ornery people in your life. All them people that you thought loved you, you start talking about Jesus, and the next thing you know, man, they're spreading all kind of fake news about you. So watch this. If you want to go to heaven when you die, there's only one way to get there. That's through Jesus. Everybody say that's through Jesus. There are not multiple ways to heaven. There's not no certain kind of prayer you have to say to get to heaven. It's only through Jesus. Somebody help me say that's the only way. There's one way. People get born again. That is part of the gospel message. Amen. But it is not the entire focus. It's the entry point into what God wants to do in every individual's life in here and what God wants to corporately do in the expression of his church to the world. John 10:9, Jesus said this. He said, I am the door. That's what he said. He said, I am the door. Anyone who enters by me, they will be saved. They will go in and they will go out and they will find. He said,
alert has been issued for Jessica Mateus Francisco, a white Hispanic female, 14 years old, 3 feet 11 inches tall, 116 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, last seen in the area 400 block of Tyrone Avenue in Fort Myers, who's last seen wearing blue jeans and a blue and white horizontal striped shirt. The child may be in the company of Paolo Mateo Pedro Tamez, an unknown male, 18 years old, unknown height, unknown weight. They may be traveling in a 2005 silver Chevrolet, Florida Tag 164RMX. The plate was stolen from another vehicle. If you have any information on whereabouts of this child, please contact the Lee County Sheriff's Office at 239-477-1000 or 911.
Different mindset, because we think when we get born again, then I've experienced all there is to experience in the kingdom of God. But Jesus made this very plain. He said, no, that's not true. I am the door. What do you mean you're the door? I'm the doorway into everything that you need for your life. I'm the entry point into your destiny. I'm the entry point into your purpose. Once you go through me, then everything in your life begins to get revealed to you, and you will begin to experience things in your life that you never thought possible before. But you got to go in and out the door. Somebody say, he's the door. Amen? And he said, you come through me in and out, and you enjoy the pastures. In other words, I'm the way. John 14:6 says this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to the Father except by me. He's not just talking about going to heaven when you die. He's talking about the kingdom of God now in your life. Now you think about these scriptures. We got this thing so twisted up, and it's so black and white. You know the scripture, it says this. A lot of churches, you can't teach this in a church because they think you're a heretic. But you know in Galatians where he says, don't be fooled. God's not going to be mocked. Neither the adulterer, the homosexual, the murderer, the liar shall inherit the kingdom of God. Doesn't it say that? Everybody goes, ooh. If you tell a lie, you can't go to heaven. If you're gay, you can't go to heaven. If you're having sex outside of marriage, you can't go to heaven. You can't inherit the kingdom. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the kingdom of God that is at hand. That is here and now. In other words, if you're not hitting the bullseye of your life, you cannot walk in the inheritance of the kingdom of God in your life. You can't inherit it in your everyday life. And it will keep you from your destiny. In other words, if you're drinking all the time and you're drunk all the time, you can't get in and out the door. If you're cheating on your wife, you can't get in and out the door. You might be standing at the door, but you can't get into everything else that God's got for you in the door. Because there's an inheritance. Now, how many of you know there's a big difference between an inheritance and a season?
There's a big difference between an inheritance and a harvest. Because to get a harvest, you got to sow. But to get an inheritance, you got to believe. Harvest only comes sometimes through the year. Inheritance is all the time. Because once you step through the door, let me give you a few things today and we're going to get out of here. Number one, the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but it's life that's been lived without a purpose. The greatest tragedy in life is not death, but it's life that has been lived without a purpose. To live without purpose means I never reach my potential. And I live with unfulfilled dreams in my life. You know, when that happens, that means we live a lie. I can't tell you how many people have bought into a lie and lived their whole entire life with a mistaken identity, never understanding the purposes of God for their life, and think that the life they are living is the life that was planned for them, and they've been deceived. All wrapped up in an agenda or a movement. Come on, somebody help me. A business culture. And all the while, God said, no, your life was meant for something more. You think that your life you're living is the dream. It's not. Because it's not lived unto me. Most of the time, it's lived unto a selfish desire or what we interpret to be true about ourselves that's based on a lie. Is that too much for y'all? Y'all all right? Listen, I know I'm going to mess you up right now, but listen to me. Jesus didn't just come to die on the cross to get you into heaven. Jesus came to give you permission to succeed in life. Jesus came so you don't have to fail at life. You don't have to let life run you over. In other words, you don't have to live in bondage. You don't have to live in addiction. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to live in a lie. You don't have to live miserable. You don't have to live depressed. You don't have to, come on somebody, you don't have to live bipolar. You can live free. See, success comes in our natural life. And one of the primary ways that God puts the success in our life is what we were reading in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. In the breaking of bread and in prayers. Listen, your significance is the ultimate goal that you reach in this life in earth. Your significance comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been adopted into the family. It's by Him we cry, Abba, Father. I am significant now. I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That's my significance. But the successes of your life come through a corporate anointing. That's why God gave us a church. Because you were not meant to live in isolation.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered, while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. For behold, your king is coming to you. He is humbled and bearing salvation. So rejoice, O daughter of Zion.